Well, I'd like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Lizette Tejada. She is the NDP critic for anti-racism, diversity, and 2S LGBTQ plus issues, and also the MLA for Calgary Klein. I guess, first of all, Lizette, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, the main thing we want to talk about today is we know that at some point this fall, the UCP government plans on implementing some policies around gender and transgender sorts of things that we've known this has been coming for a little while, and there's been a lot of pushback to that in various areas of the province. What are kind of some of the things that the NDP is looking to do on that front there?
Well, so basically we know that Danielle Smith and the UCP are now targeting trans youth and families. Targeting the 2S LGBTQIA community by introducing a slate of policies that will roll back human rights. So from our side of things, we are doing a consultation over the summer with various pride groups, many of whom were not contacted when any of these policies were announced or proposed. And so we are doing a consultation with the affected groups to find out exactly where they stand on all of the different policy facets, what their phrase is coming down the line, and getting their feedback to be able to properly advocate for them in the fall when they do get introduced.
And we've seen in a couple of other provinces, I believe Saskatchewan and New Brunswick, that their governments did similar policies that were approved despite some pushback as well in those provinces. What are kind of some of the things you're hoping to get sort of lined up to try and get a bit more of a sort of pushback in this situation here?
Well, we're already seeing a lot of public outcry, and that is from folks within the 2S LGBTQIA community and outside of it, all of their allies. People are really questioning why this is something that's being prioritized when, nationwide, we're facing an affordability crisis. We're facing issues of food insecurity, utility rates that are, sky high, rents that are sky high, and Calgary and Edmonton having some of the highest rents in the country. So in terms of the pushback, what we're seeing already in those two provinces that you mentioned is organizations that are now mounting a legal challenge. And so from our side of things, on the legislative side, we'll be talking to a lot of different groups about how we can combat this. I know that public outcry is going to be a part of that. And then, of course, legislatively, we are ready to face whatever is coming in the House to debate it and honestly to combat it on the legislative level, which could involve many things. Sometimes it's amendments, but what we're seeing here is this is a slate of bad bills that needs to be scrapped in its entirety. There's really no place for targeting the 2S LGBTQIA community, and especially not youth.
And as you mentioned, you've invited a number of Pride and LGBTQ groups to as part of the kind of the consultations over the next little bit. What are kind of some of the things that you're sort of hoping to hear from them?
Some of the topics that we're covering is sort of the state of gender diversity politics in Alberta, discussion of what is being proposed, and some of, we actually haven't seen all of the text of the legislation. We can look at what other provinces have done, and I'm sure even just through what the announcements have already been, we're looking at some of the most aggressive sets of policies in the country. So talking about some of those policies, talking about the role of parents in gender-affirming healthcare, there's a lot of misinformation being spread around. There's misinformation around what kind of surgeries are being done at what ages. So there's the policies that are being proposed, the solutions that are being proposed are solutions to a problem that doesn't exist. And so it's a bit of fear mongering, which creates a lot of fear around a specific community, targets them. And as a result, we're seeing a rise in hate crimes. So some of the other issues that we'll be covering is proposals for increasing safety for this community.
And in a lot of parts of Alberta, it tends to be sometimes, not always, but sometimes in some of the more rural areas can sometimes be not quite as accepting of the LGBT community as you may see in the bigger centers like in Calgary and Edmonton. How important is it to really get sort of thoughts from people in some of the LGBT community in some of the rural areas of the province as part of this?
That is critical because, you know, basically we want to talk to all of the folks that will be impacted by these policies. We know that, you know, depending on the community, you may feel safer or a lot less safe. And so it's important to hear all of those perspectives and how we keep each other safe, how we advocate for members of that community. And at the end of the day, we know that these are rights that are protected by the Charter. And that is the same from one corner of the province to another. So really that should be sort of the baseline. We're talking about human rights here.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question and kind of show that, yes, in fact, the politicians are indeed people, too. And we're at that time of the year where a lot of people like to get a little creative with some of their cooking, shall we say, whether it's bringing out the barbecues or trying out different recipes in the kitchen. What about you? What are some of the go-to things that you like to cook up in your house?
Mine are really some basic things. So I'm Latin American, Salvadoran. That's where my roots are, my family roots. And so basically a big comfort food is slow cooked beans. So I like to put on a pot, usually on a day that I'm not busy, and just cook a pot of beans. And that'll do me for several meals during the week.
Mm-hmm. Definitely sounds good there. Lizette Tejada. Yeah. Lizette Tejada, the NDP critic for anti-racism, diversity, and 2S LGBTQ+ issues, and the MLA for Calgary Klein. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me and for the conversation.